WXCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The Supreme Court will decide if Donald Trump can be tried on criminal charges that he conspired to overturn the 2020 election.
They've been waiting to decide this issue for some time now. President Trump, of course, appealed urgently to the justices just a couple of weeks ago, asking them to delay his trial for his efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election brought by special counsel Jack Smith. He was appealing a ruling rejecting his claims of sweeping presidential immunity.
ABC senior Washington reporter Devin Dwyer. A judge in Cook County, Illinois, ruled Mr. Trump is barred from the state's March 19th primary ballot, citing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which is also known as the Insurrection Clause. The decision overturns one by the state's Board of Elections. House and Senate leaders reached a bipartisan deal on a temporary spending plan to avert a partial government shutdown. This is ABC News. The FAA is drawing a line in the sand for Boeing, telling the company it has 3 months to fix quality control problems.
We're going to hold them accountable every step of the way, is how FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker describes the scrutiny Boeing will be under as it works to come up with safety and production plans for new planes like the 737 MAX. The deadline comes as the FAA finishes an audit of assembly lines at Boeing's factory near Seattle. An Alaska Airlines Boeing plane lost a door panel mid-flight back in January. Investigators say the bolts that help keep the panel in place were missing after repair work at that factory. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A New York man has pleaded guilty to charges that he illegally trafficked rare butterflies. Fans of Flacco want his legacy to live on days after the Eurasian owl, who escaped Central Park Zoo, died in New York City. Hundreds of people have signed a petition which calls on officials to create a memorial near one of his favorite Central Park trees. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
On air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin saw a dramatic change in temperature from Tuesday night to Wednesday morning, breaking records in some parts of the state. In Madison, temperatures dropped from 70 degrees Tuesday to just 11 degrees Wednesday morning, a 59-degree swing. That's the biggest shift in the city's history. In Milwaukee, highs of 74 Tuesday were followed by lows of 16 Wednesday, a 58-degree change. $15 million is on its way to Wisconsin's Chippewa Valley to support healthcare access as two local hospitals and several area clinics are set to close in April. The legislature approved the money last week. Governor Evers signed the bill Wednesday with some line item vetoes to allow more flexibility. In addition to emergency rooms, the money can now help with everything from urgent care services to mental health care. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Hornets tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back home, and what Giannis says seems like forever, taking on the Charlotte Hornets.
Going home now. I feel like we've been on the road for so long. Play against Charlotte. They're a tough team, young team, play fast, very, scrappy, crafty players. dangerous team. We have to, you know, respect them and play good basketball, play hard like we did. Hopefully, we can get a win.
Bucks forward Bobby Portis.
The second half of the season, it's a sprint right now. 24 games left, we had 26 after the break. Every game starts to matter.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. NFL, the Packers at the NFL Combine. GM Brian Gutekunst says he thought Green Bay was on their way to beating the 49ers and on to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, we were, you know, 5 minutes to go in that game. I mean, I think we were squarely thinking that's where we were headed.
That's Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight with lows around 10 above, but sunny and much warmer tomorrow, highs near 50 and breezy. Sunny, breezy, and even warmer Friday, high mid-50s. The warmth continues to build for the weekend, partly cloudy and low 60s Saturday, near 70 Sunday. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball, Thursday, noon to 2. Who are the worst drivers in Wisconsin? We'll discuss and take your calls on Civic Media.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who washes his hands even after using a towel, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Hour number two, we are broadcasting statewide from beautiful City Deck Landing in Green Bay at WGBW. Great to have you with me. Our question tonight is, how will you celebrate Leap Day? You can let us know on our new phone number, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. We'll get to some more of your texts in just a few minutes. Right now, Brian Hicks is hanging out for a few more minutes with me. He is a Chicago-based comedian. You can see him at the Abbey Resort in Lake Geneva on March 22nd. And you can see more of his comedy at, what's the website, Brian? Funny Brian Hicks, right?
That's correct.
FunnyBrianHicks.com. So check that out. I have to tell you something, and then I want to ask you about your dry bar special, but this is just how comics treat each other. I said I did a comedy contest at Zany's when I was in college. Mm-hmm. And it was a college competition, and I had done stand-up twice, so I think most of the people in the competition hadn't ever done it before. I did it twice, so I was like the more rehearsed comic, and there were tons of kids there from DePaul, so I won purely for that reason. And some comic told me that he won like $500, and I was told by an older comic, you get to open for Marsha Warfield. So I'm like, okay. So I went to Bert Haas, who booked the club at the time, and I said, hey, so when is my date? I guess I get to open for Marshall. He knew nothing about it. They were totally playing with me.
That's so funny.
Initiation into comedy. So you won 10 grand at a comedy contest. What was that like? That's big money.
It was the contest prize money was 10 grand. The winner got three of that. Oh. So I won three of the 10 grand, but it was still the most money that anybody left with that day. Wow. So I was still very happy. It was good. I've always hated contests. Pete, you probably same. I mean, I just think that they're just, it's a matter of opinion and everybody's got different, you know. I was very fortunate. I felt that contest, it was really, it was set up perfectly for my style of comedy. So there was a quarter final round, semifinal, and then finals. And the quarterfinal was 6 minute set. Well, my stuff is all set up punchline. So for 6 minutes, it's like boom, 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 boom.
Right.
My old thought was, how many jokes could I get in? How many laughs could I get in 6 minutes? You know, when could my first one come out? 20 seconds, you know, then I'm like, could I get three in a minute? Sure. And then I just build it. So then the second set I did was same thing. It was 6 minutes. And I crushed that. I don't think I've ever remember having a better set than that semifinal round. And then you get to the finals, and then it was 20 minute sets. And at that point, I was a I was a regular feature. So for me to, like, honestly, it was harder to do the 6 minutes because I had to figure out what jokes do I want to put into the 6 minutes. Once I got to the 20 minutes, I was like, I'm just going to do a good chunk of my set. And I didn't have to worry about figuring out what to do, what jokes that am I going to do that are not going to go over well. So I thought it was really set up for me. And I just, you know, I caught a little bit of lightning in a bottle and I had some good sets.
That is so great. And how cool to have one of your best sets during something like that. You know what I mean?
I remember walking off after that semifinal set thinking, I'm glad I don't have to go after me. And I never say that, but like that time I was like, I'm glad I don't have to go after that.
That's so fun. That's so great. Hey, have you seen that Naked Gun is getting a reboot and Liam Neeson is going to play the main role?
No, I didn't see that.
Weird casting, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, that's strange.
We'll see how many people he kills. So tell us a little bit about your dry bar special, Brian. That's kind of a bit of a milestone nowadays, isn't it? Like it's a pretty cool thing to have.
Yeah. So for me, the two things. So once I did win that contest, and then that really, cause I was a pretty common feature. I had headlined some things, but I never really pushed to do it. I was really happy and content where I was at. So I did that. And then I got the dry bar special and I did that. And then after those two things is when I really started being like, well, I should really push myself and throw my name out there to do a little bit more headlining and just push myself a little bit more. So yeah, they were both pretty instrumental in my development and how I kind of looked at myself as a comedian for sure.
Yeah. Check out, what do you think? Google just dry bar Brian Hicks. And
yeah, it's on YouTube.
Yeah. The whole special will come up. It's a half hour. It's really a strong set. My last question for you, because this is what we talk about on this show, Brian, is what are you watching? What are you into any TV shows or have you seen any of the Oscar nominees?
I have not, with the Oscar nominees, I have been watching, Only Murderers in the Building. And I'll be honest. I was never a Martin Short fan. I cannot get enough of him on this TV show. I think he is fabulous. His rapport with, I keep on saying repertoire. I know that's not the word I'm looking for. Rapport with Steve Martin is unbelievable, but he has so many funny lines, like laugh out loud lines. I've really learned to appreciate him a lot more than I had.
It's so funny you say that because I loved Martin Short earlier in his career. I like Steve Martin early in his career. As they get older, I don't know if I just think their relationship is kind of schmaltzy or it's a little too cute or what, but I have no desire to watch the two of them. Is that terrible? Because they're both great.
Yeah, they are both great. I was kind of the same thing with Steve Martin, though. I didn't really appreciate him younger. Then I watched him host the Oscars one time, and his delivery, I go, wow, this guy is the most calm, cool, collective. His delivery was smooth. Jokes were great. I really had a bigger admiration for him after that too. So I guess I'm enjoying these guys later in life more than I did when they were younger.
It's interesting. Yeah. I got to check out this. I watched the pilot. It's not like I didn't like it. I did like it, but I don't know. It's just one of those things you go away from, but I'll probably go back to it. Have you seen any of the movies or binge watching anything?
No, not so much. I mean, I have, you know, comedy. I have the job at Zany's. I have three kids. I don't get a lot of TV watching time. So
when
I
can
sit down and watch something, I got, yeah, I know.
Carve the time out. It's important to spend a little time with an old pal called Color Television.
For sure.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for your time tonight. And thanks for sticking around, man. This is awesome. I hope we get to do it again. And good luck at the Abbey Resort in March. If you and I touch base before that, I'll try to remind people, or you can come on for just a couple minutes and we can pack the joint.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Thanks, Pete. Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It was really cool.
Anytime. Continued success, buddy.
All right. Great catching up.
All right. That's Brian Hicks, comedian Brian Hicks. Check him out at the Abbey March 22nd in the Abbey Resort, March 22nd in Lake Geneva. And check out his dry bar special. Those are pretty cool. It's all clean comedy, too. If you like clean comics, dry bar is where you should be because they don't. Not to say there aren't comics on there who sometimes swear or say something dirty, but at least on the dry bar specials, they're all clean. So check them out if that's your thing. Let's play. Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, Richard Lewis passed away, I believe, just today, unless we're just finding out today and it happened tomorrow. But he was a guy, as I mentioned earlier in the show, who I met when I worked the road. One of the first road gigs I did, I got lucky and worked this big venue in Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, Florida, and he was the headliner. And watching him, I literally sat in the back and watched him wide-eyed all week, and he was really a nice guy. I don't really know anything about him beyond that, but all I know is he was a nice guy to me, who was a very young comedian at the time. And this is a clip I found where he's talking about Larry David to David Letterman, and it just kind of cracks me up. It's very Richard Lewis. Go ahead, Conrad.
He says, all right, I'll meet you at 4:01. 4:01. Guy's a mental case. He's like Rain Man. So I sit down. Larry comes an hour late after this hour phone call, 4:16, 5:03, 5:18. He was like a Jewish airport controller, out of control. He says, we're not going to split anything here. I go, why not? You'll hurt the feelings of the chef. I said, I couldn't care less about the chef. I'm hungry. He says, I know him. He's a personal friend. I went, you know, and now I'm worried about the check, okay? The chef comes out with 18 entrees on a turntable. We don't even have a discussion, Rich. The phone rings. Steve Martin. And he doesn't say goodbye. He gets up, he goes, I forgot I have poker night, and he leaves. And he leaves me with $100,000 bill.
I made a mistake. That was not David Letterman. That was on the Rich Eisen show. Richard Lewis, so funny. And I don't even know. I have no idea how old he even was. But an absolute treasure in the comedy world has passed away. We've got some texts here I need to get to from Papa Rico. Pete, you're a man after my own heart. You know, I didn't shower necessarily in my bathing suit, but I would shower actually fully clothed. That way I was multitasking. See, I got the laundry done. Well said, Papa Rico. See, this show is nothing if not an exchange of, you know, very resourceful ideas. He continues, not to mention, I also shave and brush my teeth in the shower. How do you like me now? That's really not for me to say. Papa Rico, you do what you need to do in the shower. I'm not here to judge or even to comment. I'm just happy you're getting clean. And he says, there's a question in there. You just got to find it. Oh, that I'm supposed to be asking that tonight, too. If you have a question for our Meet Pete segment on Facebook, the lovely and talented Amanda Nimmer would like to know what that question is. You can text it in on the stream or at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know, and I will be happy to answer your question, and I'll try to do it in a funny way. Also from the stream, Jody is this person's name, says, I'm looking for a nightlight. You found one, buddy. Great to have you with us, Jody Cubed. Conrad, do we have time for more clips? Probably not.
Yeah, we got about a minute.
We got about a minute. How are we going to kill a minute before the lovely and talented Christy Barlamet joins us? She's got a lot on her agenda, too. And Christy's always fun to talk to. So we'll talk to Christy. We will read some more of your texts when we come back. Our question tonight is, how are you going to spend Leap Day? It happens once every 4 years, ladies and gentlemen. It's like the loneliest day of the days. It's the Pluto of days. So tell us how you're going to spend Leap Day. And I'll read that number again because it's new. The old number will get you through, too. You can text on the stream as well. But this is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Coming up next, Christy Barlamet. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I walk around. I can't hear a sound. Folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there.
News from the Center, WRCE.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories, will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season, and since the award started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been won by black actors. The first black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Barreling through Leap Day Eve. And it's a fun show so far. Thank you to Brian Hicks. He's always fun to talk to, a very funny guy. And we are going to turn our attention now to, if you're watching on the stream just got a lot, well, it got a lot better looking and it got a lot smarter. And it got a lot more active in type A because Christy Barliman joins me now. She is, I think I called you Green Bay's it girl last time you were here.
Better than Valentine's Day expert.
That's right.
That's right.
That's when you were here last.
And what did I learn last time? You can say good morning on Nightlight. You don't have to, because I'm used to saying good morning on Mino and the Mayor.
That's fine.
Good evening. It's somebody's morning out there.
Yeah. Buongiorno. It's just
Buongiorno.
Nice to have, it's just nice to have some kind of a greeting and be recognized.
Hello. Like my car. Thank
yes.
you, Pete.
You are the vandal of all vandals. Christy leaves things on our cars, and it's just it's very sweet, actually. But
little hedgehog. His little solar lights went out, though.
If you keep it up, I will call the police. Oh. I'm just saying.
They're on the corner.
You're in cahoots with them anyway. So tell us what you did there. Before we get into that, tell us what you did. Because what do they do, drag race out here on Main Street?
They do. I mean, this is a serious problem, and I couldn't have done it without John and Jim. So thank you, boys. We're in the heart of downtown Green Bay. There's serious issues with speeding, drag racing, and noise pollution.
What is that drag racing? What is this, 1954? People still
I
do
know,
that?
And there'll be like a group of 30 bikers. They will pop wheelies over the Ray Nitschke Bridge. I see it from my place, and it's shocking, it's disturbing, and it's annoying. So, we did a big thing, and we actually got a squad car put out front.
But are you worried now that you're telling people you got a squad car that people will know there's no one in there?
Oh, there's someone in there.
Oh, there is. Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
What am I saying?
Right. So the day I do it, I leave my house, right? I go to the Olive Garden to get my dinner. I'm on Ashland, and there's somebody pulled over heading north, right? Isn't that the right thing to do? You get out of the lane, and then, you move over, right? All of a sudden, I look in my rear view. The lights are on. I'm like, are you kidding me?
You're getting pulled over?
I got pulled over. And I'm thinking, I am your biggest advocate. You have no idea how much I'm against speeding. We seriously just put a squad car on the property. So, yeah, I got...
And that didn't do anything for you? They didn't help you out?
Oh, I mean, yeah, we'll see.
We'll see, yeah. You got to fight that. You got to tell them, I am the blue line. You don't even know who I am.
If that wasn't karma slapping me in the face, right? The day we put the squad car out, I get pulled over for speeding. But you know what? At least it wasn't downtown. It was on Ashland. That would have been a whole nother story if I got pulled over on.
But why? What is it? What's the difference? What do you mean?
I mean, it's not good either way, but I'm just saying downtown. What if I was doing it? What if I stepped on the gas over the Ray Nitschke Bridge where we just put the squad car? It would kind of defeat the whole.
How did you get a squad? Like, did you have to petition or did you just like, I know, like, you know a lot of people, but like you call up and they have a squad car there pronto, or do you have to petition?
No, like I said, John and Jim are amazing. I couldn't have done it without them. It was a team effort. I'm really proud of all of us here. You get enough complaints from residents in the city, they'll step up and do something. And we can't thank them enough because the amount of residents that said they actually slept last night, I mean, because of that,
nice.
They're drag racing like crazy.
And they drag race not here on Washington, over on Maine, right?
They have like a circuit. They go like in the square, you know, Washington to Maine. They have like an actual circuit.
Oh my
gosh. Like a club,
That's
like an
crazy.
Underground club of special.
Here's what I think we should do.
What?
I think I should challenge them all to a race and just take the wind out of their sails. Because
there you go.
You know, there my you little go. Honda Civic. I think I could, you know, or I'll bring my little Toyota Land Cruiser. That's not little, but.
How fast does that puppy
get
go?
Get the V8 out there.
How fast does that Civic go?
Well, it's one's a hybrid. The other one's the biggest gas guzzler ever. So
I forgot. I'm talking to Pete Schwabba from California.
Oh, yeah. That's me. Chrissy thinks I'm besties with Bill Clinton because I was at a fundraiser once and I have a picture with Bill Clinton and Gavin Newsom. And I shook his hand and that was it. Picture. And before I could say anything, the Secret Service like whisks us out.
That's what Pete says. What about Taylor? That interview you did with Taylor Swift.
You know, she and I, it's weird. She's trying to run my life and I don't put up with that, Chrissy. I'm sorry. I'm my own man. She's trying to tease me with Travis. That's fine. Play your games.
Play your games, Taylor.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye. Let him hold you tight. But at the end of the night, save the last dance for me, Taylor. That's all I'm saying.
I love that. You know what else happened to me today, Pete?
Tell me.
I left my phone at the store. Seriously, I have two phones. I left one at
the
store.
You got a burner?
Yeah, of course I do. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to totally find all the pictures I cropped with myself in with Taylor Swift. Like the fear and the panic that rushes over you when you lose your phone. Seriously.
Even if you haven't done anything wrong, you're like,
it's just an uncomfortable
anything can be misinterpreted as she's obsessed with Taylor Swift. She's just, restraining order, Christy Barlamin.
Bill Clinton and Monica. I mean, I can't help myself. But I found it, and it made me think of Jim Schmidt when he lost his phone and ended up being under his driver's seat. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's lucky, because Jim's got a lot of skeletons.
Stop it. Love him. By the way, we should talk about their bromance.
Jim and John?
Oh, my gosh.
I always sensed a lot of sexual tension whenever I was a guest on that show. But I'm not saying anything's happening. I'm just saying it's stuff they got to work out. You know, I know they're both happily married. But
I'm at the market today, and here Jim pulls up. I'm meeting with a surgeon who I'm moving in from Florida, right? And he's like, what is this weather? I'm like, seriously, it was 70 degrees yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's 11 degrees. He goes, they gave me a rental car with no scraper. He's like, I had to use my credit card. I'm like, well, welcome to Wisconsin. I'm like, it'll be 70 in a couple days. Don't even worry about it, right? And I'm like, here, I'm going to introduce you to the mayor of Green Bay, Wisconsin. You like his license plate? It's BMW. It says Green Bay Mayor 16. He loved it. And he goes, so here Jim comes walking up. He's got a big old, you know, Tupperware thing. I'm thinking, oh, you shouldn't have, Jim. Here he goes, Chrissy, did you talk to Johnny? He's sick. Brings him this whole thing of food. You're thinking, sometimes I get scraps.
Scraps.
Jim is a phenomenal cook.
Is he really?
Oh my god!
That doesn't surprise me.
I just love that he cooks for Johnny.
So was Mino out today? Was he not in here today?
No, I think he was in.
Oh, okay.
He's under the weather. He's not feeling great. He's trying to get some sleep. But how adorable is that he brings him food?
Hey, listen, that's very sweet.
It is.
And that's good as part. You know, that's what radio partners should do.
Right.
My solo show here, so nobody brings me food. But
there's not something waiting for me in the kitchen.
No, I whipped up a quiche. Help yourself. No, but John was in here last night in a suit, and he cleaned up really well. He was going to some function over at the Northland.
I love that.
And he looked really slick. Yeah,
of course. Yeah.
So you did some stuff that I want to get to. We have to do something quick here first, but I want to talk to you about. You became certified.
I did.
In what?
It's the Purple Angel Initiative.
Okay.
For becoming dementia friendly.
We're going to talk about that next with Christy Barlamin. It's really cool. You won't want to miss it. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The Supreme Court will decide if Donald Trump can be tried on criminal charges that he conspired to overturn the 2020 election.
They've been waiting to decide this issue for some time now. President Trump, of course, appealed urgently to the justices just a couple of weeks ago, asking them to delay his trial for his efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election brought by special counsel Jack Smith. He was appealing a ruling rejecting his claims of sweeping presidential immunity.
ABC senior Washington reporter Devin Dwyer. A judge in Cook County, Illinois, ruled Mr. Trump is barred from the state's March 19th primary ballot, citing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which is also known as the Insurrection Clause. The decision overturns one by the state's Board of Elections. House and Senate leaders reached a bipartisan deal on a temporary spending plan to avert a partial government shutdown. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Every one of the 444 books that were challenged at the Elkhorn School District have been returned to their library shelves. The books were challenged by a parent in the district in November in one of the largest book challenges in the country. While the books have been put back in circulation, the district is putting up barriers to some of the books. Students looking to check out books by authors like Toni Morrison and John Green will now need their parents' permission. A bridge that connects southwest Wisconsin to Iowa could be closed for 2 months. Transportation officials shut down the Black Hawk Bridge over the Mississippi Sunday after the span was found to be moving slightly. The bridge is almost 100 years old and a replacement is being built nearby. About 2,000 vehicles cross the bridge every day. For now, people will have to drive to Prairie du Chien or La Crosse to get across. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight with lows around 10 above, but sunny and much warmer tomorrow. Highs near 50 and breezy. Sunny, breezy, and even warmer Friday. High mid-50s. The warmth continues to build for the weekend. Partly cloudy and low 60s Saturday, near 70 Sunday. Currently, it's 19.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Christy Barlamont joining me here on Nightlight on this leap year. Do you have plans to celebrate Leap Day, Christy?
I do not. No. And I actually had somebody ask me, you know, what tomorrow was. I'm like, well, we have 29 days in February this year.
It's a big year.
Happy. It is. It's large.
Conrad's family just, I'm not saying they shun Leap Day.
Conrad.
They're a house divided, really, because his dad seems like he's okay with it. The mom and Conrad want nothing to do with it.
Convoy, why is that?
I don't know. I just don't think it's a very special day.
It's not.
It's just another day.
You know what's a special day? March 28th.
Why is that?
Pete and I share a birthday.
We do. And we'll have to do something fun on the show that night. That could be a fun
Epic Event Center,
cake.
The glam band, Ask Your Mother, Eric Rasak.
I was thinking just kind of a cool radio show. You're like renting out the rest center for us.
That Epic sounds... Event Center.
Oh, Epic. That's even better, right? Well, I don't want to pick one venue against the other. But
nothing personal, Mark Scogan.
We can work that out. Jason, help you. Why don't you read? Jason's a friend of yours. Why don't you read his?
Oh, Jason and Ed the Diver. What does it say? The speed demon on the loose.
Jason is totally making fun of Christy. They're friends. Thank you for watching on the stream, Jason.
Ed the Diver says to me, he says, I told him what happened. And he goes, Christy, slow down and enjoy life. I'm like, what is this? An intervention or a speeding ticket? Oh, come on, guys.
Ed is known for making citizens arrests around Marinette. So that's just kind of what he doesn't. But, you know, he texted so much last time you were on the show. I'm like, wait a minute. Ed doesn't have time to come on my show, but he can sit there and watch you and text all night.
Oh, please.
He's going to hear about it. If I run into him at the grocery store, Ed's going to hear about this. Papa Rico says, and see why I love your show. We did this in 1976 in Rock County, Wisconsin, Janesville to be exact. And we called it the circuit. You went around and it's square oil. Square all night long. Oh, like just
I thought
cruising?
It said oil too.
Did he mean like cruising around?
What is it, Papa Rico?
Yeah, clarify. And he says, this girl here just demands your attention and she's worthy of it. So Papa Rico's a Christy fan, but you misread that when you first saw it. You said,
I'm like,
this girl here just demands your attention. And you thought he was making a joke, but he's saying, you're worthy of my attention. Well, all my guests, of course. And Christy's special because she controls the rent here and she could really stick it to us if she wanted to. So
thank you, Papa Rico.
Yeah.
Thank you, Silent G, and everybody that's listening.
They're all awesome.
Yes.
It's great text tonight. How about the guy with three names? Jody, Jody, Jody.
Who's that? I'm looking for a nightlight.
The thumbnail is so small. I feel like Jody looks familiar, but I can't really make it out. All right. This is enough silliness. The kidding
no,
around
not.
Is pretty much over. Tell us, this is so cool, what you posted on Facebook and what the picture you showed me.
Yeah,
you became certified, and City Deck Landing is now considered dementia friendly. How can you explain that a little bit?
It is. So what it is, it's bringing public awareness to people that are affected with dementia, okay? At age 65, 1 in 10 people get Alzheimer's, okay? And it's the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. Instead of being, you know, after being certified, watching all the videos, doing everything with Therese, Troy and Casey, you're phenomenal. Thank you for everything that you're doing downtown. Watching people, okay, even if you're just getting on a bus and somebody is affected with dementia, they're walking on the bus and they don't know why they walked on the bus. You know what I mean? They don't know. Instead of being negative and, you know, nasty, be kind and helpful and show support to all individuals, no matter what's going on. You don't know somebody's story. You don't know what's going on. I mean, we're trying to make downtown a good, friendly, supportive place where you can feel comfortable to go shopping, go to the bank, come to the waterfront market, do whatever you want. But you know what? The main thing is to make people feel supported and loved. And it's such an amazing community to be a part of. We're really proud.
Okay, that's a huge undertaking to say we are going to change the outlook or attitude of an entire community.
We are, though. Already 23 businesses have signed up.
That's so great.
We are.
let's say I'm a business and I sign up for this.
You are.
You, yeah, come into Nightlight. And we'll... No, but seriously, like, is it just a vow to sort of be nice to people? Like, you can't tell someone has dementia by looking at them, but
right.
you can just assume everybody's got their thing and everybody's working with something. Be nice.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, you see somebody in the grocery store, for example, and they have a list out, and this woman was asking for chicken cheese. You know, she couldn't differentiate between her list because of the side effects of the dementia. You know what I mean? And you saw people roll their eyes, walk away. One woman was at the ATM. She was trying to do her PIN number. She did it so many times that it aired out and she couldn't get the money. One person actually like swiped their hand up at her and knocked her card on the ground. It's disgusting. Like, what are you kidding me? Like,
wow.
There's nothing, you're not going to lose anything by yeah. helping somebody. You don't know what somebody's going through. You don't know somebody's history. Well, and all we're saying is step up and just be a good person.
And that's someone's mom or sister. Or
absolutely.
Like, is that how you want, you know, someone you love to be treated?
Right.
It's that simple, really, when you break it down.
1 in 9 people are affected with it.
Yeah. You said you got certified in something.
Yes.
What is that? What is that? Can you tell us what you had to do for that?
Yeah, so it was you take videos, you take multiple courses, you sit down with the Dementia Friendly Coalition. Therese, Troy, and Casey from the Navarino District, they are absolutely incredible. They walked me all through it. We basically, you know, collaborated and reached out to all the businesses in downtown in the Navarino neighborhood and just came together to support this. It's statewide. But yeah, it's a purple ribbon. And once you're certified, you know, you get the banner, you get the sticker, and it says you're dementia friendly. And, you know, people just, they reach out. It just becomes a good community bond, and you're helping people and just being supportive.
And it's, to really, truly lead by example.
Yeah.
When, let's say that guy that hit that card out of that woman's hand, if he had seen someone else take the time to be nice to her.
Right.
He probably would have settled himself down.
Right.
And de-escalated, you know, so that's really impressive.
Like, do you really have to get that frustrated with somebody because right. they're asking you for, you know, where's the chicken at?
Yeah. It's,
right. It's aisle 8. Calm yourself.
We were just talking about that the other day. It was, Conrad, what was it? Was it National Supermarket Day?
Oh, gosh. You guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Days.
National Grocery Store Day. Or yeah, National Supermarket Day.
And I said, I always feel dumb when I ask someone what aisle something's in, because then they'll say, it's an aisle 4. Come on, I'll show you. No, I get aisle 4. Like, you just feel like an idiot. Like, this guy really think I can't find aisle 4? He's just trying to be nice.
Right.
But anyway.
That's what we're trying. Do here.
That's really cool. And the Navarino neighborhood. Now, where is that? I don't live in Green Bay, so I'm learning
right.
mostly through you more and more about Green Bay.
Just a couple blocks over.
Who is Navarino?
It's another neighborhood. It's right over the bridge.
No, but is that a
yes.
person that was named no. after? Is he the guy that created mulch?
Now that you say that.
There is an awful lot of mulch in that neighborhood.
You're throwing a lot at me here, kid.
I'm sorry.
I didn't do my homework.
I need to learn, like, Navarino. That's a neighborhood I'd want to live in.
It's a very cool name, isn't it?
I like that a lot.
It is.
You've got a lot going on, though. You were featured in Stroll Magazine here
yeah.
in Green Bay. Tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, so that is in the village of Hobart in Lawrence. Yeah, we got published as, you know, top real estate agency. I mean, property management. So we're really proud of that. We'll be issued... in March of 2024, Stroll Magazine. So check it out.
Hobart, he's the guy that created the trolley, I think, right?
I think so. Here he goes again. I just thought we went through this, Pete. I didn't do my homework.
Sorry. So how did you get that? Like, how does... I'm always amazed, like, when these civic awards are given out or when they do a feature in a magazine.
Yeah.
How do they hear about you? Are you doing such good stuff here at City Deck Landing that it gets around, or do you put yourself out there?
No, I mean, we try to do the right thing, you know,
yeah.
networking, friends, just being part of the community, being supportive, helping each other. And it's a team effort.
You are certainly tied in. And now it's come to my attention that you're going to have a drink named after you. I mean, Conrad, we are in the throes of greatness.
Yes. Yeah, we are.
Did you know that?
If you haven't been to the Heights in downtown Green Bay, it is absolutely phenomenal. 217 North Washington Street. It's brand new, Christy, Ashley, Brian, we love you. Beautiful atmosphere. It's a gorgeous loft area. Oh, it's just fabulous.
What kind of stuff goes on there?
Oh, food. We had our downtown. So we reestablished the Downtown Neighborhood Association. Okay. That's where we had our party. And that's where I learned that John Mino eats morning dove birds. And we're talking about it, right?
Of course he does.
And Randy Scannell, he is on our city council. We're all talking together. And here he comes out and says that his family ate muskrats. So when they offered, you know, have this fabulous, it's called the Christie Drop, right? Okay, it's a lemon martini, okay?
Okay.
I'm thinking, well, let's share the joy and love. I'm thinking, why don't we have, you know, like a Mino morning dove margarita or, you know, just a muskrat mojito for Randy. There should be a whole list.
Listen, those both sound like they're going to sell like hotcakes.
I don't know what you'd put in a muskrat mojito.
I think for a delicacy, you have to put like a leg or something on there.
Yeah, and Randy, if you're listening, which end did you start to eat? Because like, I think of Caddyshack and like, what
the
was
gopher.
That? The gopher.
Gopher.
He's like,
yeah.
He's like varmint. Like,
so what? Yeah, a muskrat. That's like a gopher that can swim, right?
Right? Convoy, is it?
I think so. I'm not sure.
He's on the Google.
He's Googling muskrats.
So wait a minute. So, okay. Well, I got to ask John this next time because I don't, eating a morning dove, that's like, it just sounds really unsettling.
I think it's an Italian thing.
Okay.
And
okay.
I mean, he's open about it. He talks about
he's eating. Open about it. John,
I know.
Like, he's an open book.
He's
that's
the
what
best.
I love about him. You know,
love John and Jim. I cannot say that enough. And when I heard him say that for the first time, I didn't know if I heard him right.
Yeah.
And he walked in the lobby and I said, did you just say that you eat morning dove birds? And then here Jim goes, what if you see an eagle? Like, is there more meat on it?
So muskrats can swim and dive well, and they swim backwards, but they waddle awkwardly on land.
Randy, okay. You're my hero.
They're adorable. And now I can see why you'd want to eat one of them.
I don't think their teeth alone are going to, they give me nightmares.
Well, I don't think you eat the teeth.
Right? Randy, if you're listening.
We got to give Randy the phone number. He can text us in. That's 855-752-4842.
Love that.
So you're going to have a drink named after you at the Heights. It's a lemon drop martini.
It is.
So what are they going to call it? The Barlament?
No. It's called the Christie Drop.
Oh, I like that. That's a catchy name.
I did not even have to drop it like it's hot to even get that name. They came up with that, the Christie Drop. And it's, I had to write this down, so I did my homework. It's 360 lemon vodka with a sugar packet and a splash of lemonade. And Ashley, she shakes it up. It's not stirred.
That sounds really good. How much does something like that set you back?
I didn't do my homework. I don't know. We'll probably have weekly specials, right, Ashley and Brian? I'm just advocating.
And John and Jim are going to get a drink named after them?
I think so. And I think Nightlight should get one.
I think, too, like the Nightlight.
To come up with something.
Well, in our ad, we say mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We could do something like that, a Nightlight. I'm going to give this some thought.
I love it.
It could be really catchy, the Nightlight, the Conrad.
Convoy. I always call you. I'm sorry. I did convoy when he says convoy or when he calls Todd Tom or he calls Christy Christy.
He does? Who does that?
John and Jim. They always call people by the wrong name.
Oh, dear God. Okay. So, and I also heard recently from Dr. Kristen Lyerly that John thought women had prostates.
He did. When he said that out loud, I just about fell off my chair.
And you want to name a drink after him.
And Dr. Lyerly takes erectile dysfunction medicine because her thumbs, like the end of her fingertips go numb. Did you know that?
No, that helps.
It does, apparently.
Viagra helps you get feeling in your fingers?
Kristen, Dr. Lyerly, she told me that at Jim's Christmas party.
Does she walk around like this all the time?
I looked. Rubbing her thumbs.
If your
again.
Thumbs don't go down after 4 hours, call this number. Okay, Chris, can you hang for a couple more minutes?
I sure can.
All right. I got to ask you what you're watching, and we got a lot more to talk about. There's a few more minutes here with Christy Barlaman helping us wind down our evening here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season. And since the award started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been won by Black actors. The first Black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listen for more Black History stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back. Whenever Christy is on, the stream texts go crazy because she's so popular.
Stop. It was a slow night.
Why don't you read what your fans are saying?
So you are actually taking care of the old folks. What an avocado concept. I love that, Papa Rico.
Is that a new thing? I don't, I'm not
familiar. Are you at the Heights right now, Papa Rico?
Having a Christy martini?
A Christy drop. I love it, though. Great show tonight from our buddy Kurt.
Kurt Kilsdunk. He put his name on there, so I think it's okay if I read it, right?
He's a sweetheart.
Thank
yeah.
you, Kurt. Thanks for listening, buddy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we get great texts on the show, I will say. If this is any indication of what people listening are like, I love all of them. They're just
absolutely
really fun. Conrad's family texts frequently.
Your mother does every night, doesn't
yes.
she, Conrad?
Yeah.
Almost. And I get worried when she doesn't.
So. Call the troops, right?
Conrad, when you were growing up, did you have a favorite parent? Are there things you went to your mom for and things you went to your dad for?
Apparently.
I know I'm putting you on the spot.
I think it was like if I wanted to stay over at one of my friends, I'd ask my dad first. And then he'd say, go ask your mom. So I don't know.
So why don't you just go like cut right to the chase and go to Paula?
I don't know.
Okay.
Isn't that how it goes right?
That's fair enough. What did we, I want to ask you, what are you watching? What are you binging? I know you love Schitt's Creek.
That's like my all-time favorite. Yeah. That never gets old. I'm not going to lie. I am obsessed with that show. If you are ever feeling down or blue, or you just want to watch an amazing series, watch Schitt's Creek. And I can say that. I asked Pete.
Can. There's SCH.
SCH yeah. with the little money symbols. Schitt's Creek.
Correct.
Love it. And you know, they're coming out with a second Beetlejuice.
I saw that too, yeah. Did you like the first movie?
Loved it. You know who never saw that?
Me?
Jim Schmidt.
You know what? I'm kind of with Jim there because I've seen like increments of it. I've never
what?
Seen it all in one sitting. It's just so crazy. It's so.
Pete, Mr. Director, superstar, well, best friends with Bill Clinton. I love Taylor Swift. You never saw Beetlejuice?
I never saw it, no.
You gotta be kidding me.
I know. It's Michael Keaton, Alec Baldwin, and the woman is Meg Ryan?
Meg Ryan.
Is it Meg Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, they're sitting at the table and they're playing the music and I'll start
I did
dancing.
See that. No, it looked funny. Some of Tim Burton stuff I just think is so bizarre. I don't know what to make of it.
It totally is. Like Nightmare. What is it?
Nightmare Before Christmas. I did not like that as much. It was an interesting visual journey, but I got to relate to the story. And I'll give Beetlejuice a shot, though, because there is a sequel coming out.
I agree with you. When I was little, that was one of the first movies I watched in the theater, and it creeped me out. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I could see that.
That's skeleton, yeah.
Jeez.
I don't like that.
Does your son like those kind of movies?
No. He loves, honestly, we're going to have Ed the Diver come on June 29th to the Waterfront Market.
Yeah, yeah.
From 12 to 4 p.m. He is so into magnetic fishing and, you know, ships and all, like, navigation stuff like that. He really doesn't watch that, you know,
the creepy stuff.
We don't even have a video game in the house.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-mm. No.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, we avoided them for the longest time in my house, too. Yeah. And I think when my son was 12 and my daughter was 7, we got like a Wii, I think.
Yeah, for the bowling. That was fun.
And that was fun because you could do some games that were like visual, or not visual, but physical.
Right.
And yeah, we tried to hold off on the gum and the soda for as long as we could. And then, you know, the dam breaks. And
as I'm chewing gum, but I don't have my Mountain Dew. That's in the morning on Fridays.
Is it diet or regular?
It's regular. I only have maybe half of one a day, but I get made fun of because I waste the other half. I should buy little bottles, and I don't.
It's not like wasting Mountain Dew, though, is like...
Right. That's probably a good thing. I do have all my teeth. Unlike the muskrats.
I like the real sugar sodas.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
The natural.
And some people are just like, you know, people that I know and I like, I'll say, you know, this is not healthy, but it's a little healthier.
Right.
I like my high fructose corn syrup. I'm like, really? Like, because I never even knew they had changed it. Like, I learned that like 20 years ago, and I'm like, oh, it's different now? And then I taste it. I'm like, yeah, this is better, you know?
It's like when you drink regular soda and you go to diet, then you try to go back. It's nasty.
Oh, it's, yeah, absolutely.
It's thick.
I can't do diet. And I've heard enough bad stuff about diet soda.
Aspartame,
all that stuff, it increases the risk of like stroke and all these things. And it doesn't taste good really, you know.
Not good at all. Look at Pete C. Beetlejuice, Craig Anthony.
Knit. He was here. Great to see you, Christy.
Great to see you. Oh,
thanks
the
a
diver.
Lot, Ed. You really know how to make a guy feel swell. There's two of us here, buddy.
We love you,
He's
Ed.
He's just saying it's great to see you. He sees me. He might even like me, but it's great to see you.
Great to see you, Christy.
I get it. You really know how to make a girl feel special. Okay, so Schitt's Creek you're watching. What
else? That's it, honestly. I'm always running around like crazy. I really don't watch that much TV or movies.
Is that like a comfort show to you? Like, even though you've seen them several times, you just kind of put it on. I have so many shows like that.
I can watch that on repeat. And when they do the singing scene, when Dave, when he sings to Patrick, simply the best. That is the most phenomenal moment ever. Like, I sent you the text, a screenshot of it.
Oh, yeah, but not the video.
No, you got to see the video. It's just such a feel-good, happy, happy moment. And you can just watch it on repeat.
You know what's funny? You just can't keep up with everything. Like, I saw Schitt's Creek, the first episode. I liked it.
Yeah.
I had every intention of going back to it, but there's so much content on now. And people always say, like, well, I'm late to the party on this show. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You can't possibly watch everything new when it just comes out. It's impossible.
Right. And I only have Hulu right now because I can't figure out how to get Netflix because my subscription ran out.
Oh.
I don't use apps, believe it or not. I don't have a Twitter. I don't have an Instagram. I don't have a Snapchat, whatever it's called. I have a Facebook.
Do you have MySpace?
No. Yeah, you
or
got
Friendster?
Me. Is that a dating app?
Oh, Friendster was like pre-Facebook.
Oh, gosh,
I think
Friendster.
Facebook ripped off the Friendster guys, maybe. There's some story like that.
Is that
anyway,
how you met Taylor?
I cut you off. Go ahead.
Is that how you met Taylor?
No, it was a speed dating thing. I don't want to get into
That's how I met Bill.
So, all right. So, how do we put a bow on this? Oh, we got to go. So, I want you to tell people, if they want to get involved in your dementia project here and being nicer, give them some information quickly.
Yeah, Therese, the Purple Angel Initiative. You can go to Downtown Green Bay's website. We have all the information posted on there. We would love to have you.
Fantastic.
At the Diver Snapcat. Yes, I said, I don't know what it's called.
All right, very cool. That's Christy Barliman. Always so much fun when you stop by. My friend, and thank you to Brian Hicks, all your texts. So much fun tonight, and we really didn't solve any problems, but it was sure fun. We'll be back tomorrow night on Nightlight.
Thank you so much for having me, boys.
Always on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.